Good morning, everyone. Two big stories. I'm out here live at KUBO Studios in Denver, Colorado. Coming up, we're going to have a discussion of the unrest in Kyrgyzstan, where there was apparently a coup within the last 36 hours. But this morning, we begin with the Vatican, with the latest round of sexual abuse allegations. Everything the Vatican does these days is examined under a microscope, including the decision yesterday naming Jose Gomez to become the next leader of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Lori Goodstein, national religious correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, joins us. She's reporting on this story. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
What, if anything, does this decision and this appointment have to do with the latest allegations, or just a general sense of the church facing forward and looking to the future?
It has very little to do with the allegations. This has been in the works for a while. This archbishop is a very logical choice. He is Hispanic, and he is coming to an archdiocese, the largest in the United States, Los Angeles, which is majority Hispanic.
It seems to me that this appointment is a one incident of a real huge shift that's taking place throughout the Catholic Church, that the politics is shifting away from Europe and much more towards these emerging constituencies in places like Los Angeles, Latin America, Africa. Do you see that this is part of that pattern?
I do. I mean, at least in the United States, the church's future really depends on the Hispanic faithful. Hispanics are the growth factor in the church in the United States, and if it weren't for Hispanic immigrants, the church's numbers would have been declining over the last few decades.
Tell us a little bit about Jose Gomez. So what kind of a person is he, and what is his history in Los Angeles?
Well, I think he's very interesting. I mean, he was born in Mexico, in Monterrey, Mexico, and he started out as an accountant. He has been the Archbishop of San Antonio, Texas, and he will be the first bishop in the United States who was ordained a priest into the Catholic organization called Opus Dei.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of Americans know Opus Dei from the Da Vinci Code, which was a very slanderous and irresponsible and fanciful portrayal of that group, but it is a very important organization within the Catholic Church, and it is theologically very conservative, and really, I think that will be interesting to have him in that very prominent position.
When you say theologically conservative, does that mean his opinion on abortion very much reflects the old line of the Vatican?
Well, I think I think that's a very universal position in the church. But even on theological questions like the role of women in the church, or what the church has to say about things like homosexuality, I mean, I think that that he will be. He'll be very staunch on that. But the other thing to know about him is that he cares very deeply about the immigration issue, and that he has said that he will follow in the footsteps of his predecessor, who is Cardinal Roger Mahoney, in being a voice for immigration reform.
Well, it's interesting. Jose Gomez will become the next leader of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. A very, very interesting character, reflecting both the future-looking qualities of the Vatican, particularly in regards to Latin Americans in this hemisphere and in the United States. Lori Goodstein, national religion correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.